Women can't drive in Saudi Arabia. The conservative kingdom forbids it. But some Saudi women are publicly campaigning for change, and they've been using the website YouTube to press their case. Crispin Thorold reports from the city of Jeddah.
At a first glance, you might just miss it. But if you stand on the street in Saudi Arabia, it doesn't take long to notice. Every car that zooms past is driven by a man. Women may not be able to drive here, but they can buy cars. So, Huwaida, we're just coming into the car showroom now.
Look at these cars. It's amazing. I cannot drive any one of them. I like the Jeep, the silver one.
Wajia Al-Huwaida is a women's rights activist.
Oh, look at it.
So here you are. You're in the driving seat. How's it feel?
It feels great and sad at the same time because I know I cannot drive it.
But recently, Wajia did drive a car in Saudi Arabia and posted a video of it on YouTube.
We are the only country in the whole world where they not allowing women to drive cars. They were opposing women education in the 60s, but the government took care of the action and they made it a law. So now we want the same thing.
The drive for liberalization is being led by women and men in the westernized urban elite. People like the Jeddah Boys, a group of trendy 20-somethings who modify sports cars.
This car is totally modified inside, outside. It has a full hydraulic system that can pump the car side to side, front to back. Guys are enjoying themselves by modifying their cars.
And it's not just guys who are modifying their cars either. Tell us about the Princess's Hummer.
She painted the Hummer pink. She added Gucci interior.
It's a Gucci interior into her car?
Yes. She cannot drive it, but she did all these things just for the pleasure.
Some Saudi officials think the key to lifting the driving ban is getting more women into the workplace. Salah Al-Turki is the chairman of the Saudi Chambers of Commerce. He says that just one in 20 women is employed.
Today it's a major issue because it's a challenge. Once the rest of the society realize that allowing women to work is to the benefit of the society, to the benefit of their family, driving will not become a problem.
In the meantime, a small number of women's activists are using the internet to try to force change quickly. It seems that the government's more relaxed about this dissent than it's been in the past. At least none of the campaigners have been arrested yet. And critically, the reform-minded monarch, King Abdullah, is believed to want the law to change. Wajia Al-Huwaida again.
It has nothing to do with religion, so we didn't know why they don't lift the ban. But we're still hoping it will happen. It will happen, and I'm sure it's going to happen during Abdullah's time.
This remains, though, a deeply conservative country dominated by tribes and a clerical establishment. And until the government officially lifts the ban, few other women are likely to get behind the wheel. For The World, I'm Crispin Thorold, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.